want to know what a zero wrote on his family's receipts. It's the fucking money. You're supposed to be earners. That's why you got the top tier positions. So each one of you go out to your people on the street, crack some fucking heads, create some fucking earners out there.
That was the appropriate comment right here.
Where are we at right now? We are here on Good Earners. Welcome back for our steady subscribers and listeners. For those that are new, welcome to Good Earners. And here at Good Earners, we like to talk about family, finesse, and finances and feelings in the world of Tony Soprano, bringing you a new perspective, a fly perspective, and a black perspective. We told y'all last week that we would be taking the week off, but some things have changed. And so what we're going to do is we're putting this episode out as kind of a mid-series recap slash review. And then we're going to take 2 weeks off and then we'll pick up season 5. So we figured we'll give y'all something to hold you over. And then y'all can, you know, re-listen to some of the episodes or re-watch some of them, because one of our listeners definitely is doing that. And I'll speak to that. But before I do, fellas, how are y'all doing today?
Real quick. Great. Real quick, everybody that's listening, go rate, subscribe, like the episodes in your favorite podcast, listen to apps that helps podcasts independently funded like ourselves get the mm-hmm. looks that we need to look. So go rate, subscribe, like, and tell a friend. Tell a
100%. Friend. 100%, man. I'm doing great. Well, man. Good to be chopping it up with y'all. But Spike, I'm going to echo that again. Mm-hmm. Please leave a comment, rate, tell a friend to tell a friend, all of that. Goes a long way. And I really appreciate it anytime we get feedback from all your listeners out there. Anytime Mo's reading emails and comments, really, really keeps us going, man. This is 86 weeks. I ain't even been on all the episodes, but you got 86 total weeks plus some Back of the Bing episodes. Obviously, we just finished episode 52.
I was going to say, we are past the halfway point, right?
Yeah, we are past the halfway part. Yeah,
it's like that, but it's a good check-in point.
It is. I think so.
Three air quote seasons left, technically two and a half, whatever you want to call it. So season 6 is two-parter, six A, six B.
I got you. We still counting it like that. I know they kind of switched it on HBO Max, but we still counting it that way.
What do they have it at on Max?
They got it like running as one full, you know what I mean?
One full season.
Yeah, because at one point it was split up like that, but now it's just one. But we still count it as the OG. Some people even try to get that 7 off.
Nah, you said what?
I was just gonna ask, have y'all cheated and started episode 5 yet?
No, season 5.
Season 5.
Nah, black man don't cheat.
I watched. Oh, shit,
that's funny as hell. I just started episode. I ain't even gonna hold.
I watched the first 3 and I stopped.
Damn, you got 3 in. I may watch one.
I got 3 in and I stopped. And I was like, you know what? I'm gonna chill.
Yeah, I was somebody.
It's gonna be a couple more weeks before we even start.
Yeah, somebody on Twitter definitely made, because they had just started season 5 themselves, just in these finished season 4, and he was talking about some of the switches and stuff like that. We'll get into it once the season starts, but it was a really interesting perspective that he had. He said he's gonna go back and listen though. So shout out to.
Oh yeah, for sure. Check us out. Like I like how Spike had worded it a few episodes ago. It's like, if you're starting the series for the first time, or if you've watched it and you're ready to do a rewatch, this podcast is definitely a great companion to that show. Like, this is a great experience. I would say that this is one of the most current podcasts that really works.
It's the only podcast recap in real time that's happening right now.
I think you're right. I've listened to tons. Y'all go back to season 1. And so if y'all go back to season 1, I shouted out on actually the pilot episode, I shouted out a lot of good Soprano podcasts, because ain't no hate over here, but this is definitely the one that's really going hard. And what better time than the 25 year anniversary of the show? So but yeah, man, y'all tune in. So today we're going to do a little bit of recap, but before we get into the recap of this episode, of course we like to you know, share some of our supporters of ours. So one of them is our guy Bricks V, who's a avid listener of this show as well as our other show. He hit us up on Friday, and he says, doing my first re-listen to y'all whole series, and yo, I don't agree with the Melfi taking Tony back was a good idea. He's a career criminal and was in the mob for like 2 decades at that point. So he says that, then he says Brandon Fallone and Matt and Sean could have been saved by therapy. So that, we'll stop there before he said even Christopher
Matt and Sean. Hell no, them niggas was
None of them could have been saved by therapy. So that's four people: Matt, Sean, Brandon, and Christopher.
It's not that they couldn't. It's not that they couldn't be saved by therapy. That they just weren't built as a type to even seek self help. Like they're beyond themselves. They're past Matt. Savings. Like, you know what I mean? Because they don't got the intellect to even be self aware enough Matt to know what's going on.
Yeah, especially Beavis and Butthead.
You gotta have a level. You have to have a good level of self awareness to go to therapy.
You really do.
You know
what I mean?
You know, either that or it's court ordered.
There's a matureness. Yeah, there's a matureness that you have to go to therapy and really get something from it. Tony benefits from it, as we've always said here, because he does have that level of maturity, and he's also using it to his benefit to be manipulative. Like, they don't even have that sense of self to say, okay, well, I can use this to do this. Mm-hmm. Like, they were fucking idiots, man.
Mm-hmm. They definitely didn't have the money for it. Like, well, Chris, with the exception of Chris. But Matt and Sean and Brandon, they definitely had a bag for it either.
That's one of the things people leave out when they talk about therapy. Yeah. Therapy is expensive, nigga.
Boy.
Yes, it is. And insurance do not cover it in most cases, nigga.
Yeah. And then he said about, like, he didn't agree with Melfi taking Tony back was a good idea. We spoke to this season two. Tony was really frustrated, high level, really angry. We know he broke it off with Melfi because her life was being possibly threatened when Junior revealed that he was seeing a therapist. So he had to take precautions, stop seeing her and tell her to get out of town. And we know how that played out, her getting like kind of a practicing in a hotel or whatever. But I said that I believe I echoed that sentiment, but if I didn't, please correct me. But I echoed that sentiment. Like, I think that Tony served something for Melfi in her excitement, but I definitely think I was like, it didn't make sense for her to take Tony back when your life was being threatened. But of course, like, I think Spike had echoed at that time. You was more like, well, how she feels about herself as a therapist, her brilliance and education, how she thinks if I can cure him, like she got off on that, like, so to speak. That I think that was your sentiment at the time. So we both definitely had different point of views. And lastly, within this, he continues and says, but Tony was going to be a failure on that part. Great work as always, but y'all can't. He says, but y'all can't wait for more series dives from y'all. I can't wait for more series dives from y'all three. I responded. I'm very curious. This is not a blowing smoke up our asses or nothing, but I was just like, I found it really interesting that you felt the need to do a re-listen or a rewatch. And I asked, is it dramatically different when you listen to the recent episodes in comparison? And he says, nah, the energy is still consistent and great insight from everyone. So.
He started from the beginning and listened again, he said.
Oh, that's dope.
That's dope. I mean, I can't tell you. There's only a few podcasts. I'm sure, I don't know if y'all even feel that way, but there's only a few podcasts that I will be willing to say, you know what, I'm running it up. I'm running it all the way back.
What would they be, if you don't mind me asking?
Your podcast, On Deck. I will go back to On Deck. Would be easy because y'all had concept episodes. I would do Culture Garden. Like, there's still some that I haven't listened to because I haven't watched the movie, but I'm at that point where I'm like, man, sometimes I can't wait. So that's Rich. I'll go back and listen to y'all. Like, I listened to that. What's the one Ray P was dogging? Queen and Slim. I said, man, I had to go check it out because I never watched the movie. And I was like, oh, yeah. So I definitely would do that. Probably like some fictional podcasts. I would do some of those, like We're Alive, which is kind of like a Walking Dead ish style fiction podcast.
Another Week in the Books for me. That's very, like I said, you can use that at any point. I have found myself listening to On Deck, like going back. I'm in 2023 right now, like October. So going back and just kind of revisiting history, seeing some of the certain topics, stuff that I missed, conversations I missed out on. It's funny, man. Culture Garden is funny because obviously I'm a part of it, but I like the low key episodes, like the New Jersey Drives and stuff, like those,
I've been
like
waiting to
not
go to
the
that
big
one.
movies, but certain movies like that. I got to get better. I have to get better. I don't know what this is or how I can overcome it. I have to get better at listening to myself. I just have
Me
no
too.
desire to
I'm
do it.
terrible
Like
at
I have
that.
zero desire, but I have to because, as I said on the Mean
Right.
Girls episode, I got to start making these clips and reels and all this other stuff, which I've committed to
Yeah.
doing, which requires me to listen to the episode from a certain perspective. But I just have no, I mean, when I tell you there's just something about it that I just don't enjoy.
I don't like it either. I'm
I
the
don't know
same
what
way
it
on this.
is. I just don't.
As you do that, let's game plan because I want to do the same things. I want
Yeah.
to do start making clips in the reel. So if we can put two heads together, that would be dope to figure that out together. For
Yeah.
me, Culture Garden, of course, Serial. I went back and listened to that first season. The story that Adnan, that's probably one of the best. I put that on the Mount Rushmore
Yeah, you talk about that
podcast.
like you get that a lot of.
That shit, that first season. I remember where I was at when I was listening to that shit.
You know what else? I forgot one. My bad. I forgot one that I go back and listen to that's still good. Tax Season. I still listen to Tax Season, man. We have
Really?
episodes.
I need to revisit
Absolutely. If
Tax.
anybody was a Tax
Absolutely.
Season listener, it is definitely Rich. That
Yeah,
is
Tax
so
was my
rich.
guy though.
That lines
I
up,
had Tax at number
bro.
one.
Yeah.
Tax. I ain't listened to that, but that's a good suggestion. I need to go back and listen to Combat Jack. I can go back and listen to those interviews.
Classic, classic.
And
Any
they're
old
too.
Joe?
Nah, I don't really like
Nah.
going back and listening because they do current events too much. So it's like they
Ah,
talking
okay.
about, yeah.
Gotcha. It's
It,
yeah.
the ones that I go back and listen to are usually stories. So it would be Serial. I'm not sure if y'all familiar with S Town. S Town was one of the
Yeah,
best
S-Town.
podcasts that I've ever listened to, from start to finish, eight episodes. And there's a one of my favorite podcasts ever is one called Crime Town.
Crime Town, yeah.
And Crime Town was about what they do different organized crimes, and this particular season was about Detroit and like how these gangs in Detroit started and how it affected the mayor. Like
Oh, you put me onto that. Remember, that
that
was a
shit
homework
was
assignment.
amazing. Yes, I don't know. I'm not sure if you finished it, but that story, right? I could go back and listen to that right now today, like I've never heard that. Yeah, so Crime Time, definitely.
Yeah, so yeah, we appreciate that, Bricks V. And if I were to give something again to my brothers, I mean, I know y'all gonna get to it when y'all get to it, but I think that I know y'all don't like to listen to yourself. I know y'all, it seems like y'all like to process how y'all remember things versus how you may go back and listen to how it sounds, which is fine. But I say, look at it as game tape. You know, look at it as game tape,
Facts.
or look
Yeah,
at it
that's
as a
true.
record, like you just recorded a record. Let me go hear my verse. Let me check out how was I spitting. Like, just because that will sharpen, even though y'all both are really sharp already. So I'm not saying y'all really need to sharpen anything, but it will help you sharpen. If you can be entertained by yourself, you'll be like, oh, okay, I'm listening to myself. And then you're like, I wish I would have drove that joke a little more. Then that's what helps me. Like, I'll go back from time to time, especially with this show, and I'll listen. I'm like, oh, okay, here's the timing of it. So I'm figuring out the flavor and the time. I'm like, okay,
Makes
here's how
sense.
you drive it. So I know it's weird, but you'll get used to it and you'll appreciate your skill set when you actually go back and
Makes a
listen.
lot of
But I know
sense.
y'all get there eventually, but I
I
know
like
y'all.
that.
It
You
makes a
know, I
lot of
like it
sense.
good.
Another one for me was Rogan and Yoship, Mo Dasett. I could go
Oh,
back and
that
listen to that
dissect.
Dasett. Yeah, I
Oh,
could
my.
definitely
Which
do
one?
that.
Which one?
The Kendrick Lamar,
Kanye?
probably.
Oh, yeah.
Was it wasn't it the Kendrick one?
There was a
That's the
there
best
was
song ever.
two Kendricks, wasn't it? It was To Pimp a Butterfly and Damn, and he did a Kanye, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy,
The Kanye one,
and
that was the first
Yeezus.
one, right?
Yeah, that was the first one.
Kanye with the My Beautiful Dark, that one, yeah, that could,
Oh
yeah.
my God, when that.
Have you ever heard that, Rich? The Dissect
Nah, I
podcast?
haven't.
Oh
I've listened to
oh man,
Dissect. I've listened to Dissect because I follow him on IG, but I never sat down with the podcast.
hey,
I did
ooh,
listen to their Best Song Ever series because that inspired the best episode ever, Culture Garden. But
yeah,
it's
gotta leave
definitely
your
added to
that.
gotta have your headphones smoking, bro. You listening to
Bro,
that like God, like.
I love the work
That
he
shit
does
is
on his IG page when he breaks stuff
amazing,
down.
bro.
So
This
I can only
bro,
imagine.
that
There's
My
a
Beautiful
small
Dark
part
Twisted Fantasy
when this man,
breakdown is.
bro, when he was talking about that that line where Kanye said, "Look to the life is so exciting," but he talked about how the verbiage, the way it echoed, it sounded like suicide, so excited, suicide. So I was like, oh my God. God.
That shit is crazy.
Shouts out to Cole Kushner, man. Like, that is fire, bro.
He is a beast.
That's real.
He is one of the few podcasts I listen to. I'm like, I can't do that.
I can't do that. Nah.
I can't do that. Mm-mm. I can't do that. Nah, I listen to a lot of podcasts. And niggas be like, okay, I can do that. That nigga got a bag.
I think both of y'all, and we're moving on. I know this is y'all here for the Soprano stuff, but I think both of y'all would be great.
I don't even know if we're going to use this.
We're using all this. Like, people, I think people invested into us as hosts at this point, but I think both of y'all be great for like an investigative journalistic podcast.
Of I do want to do that.
What your real interests are. I think y'all both have the voice, the passion. That's y'all would be great. I would love y'all part of the story and get into it. Yeah.
The teaser for that is this idea that I brought to both of y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That I told y'all On deck related.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a teaser because that's literally like it takes a lot of work to dig into a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And kind of really get the lay of the land and try to retell. The goal is to, because I think this is what investigative journalists do so well. The goal is to bring the listener or the reader or the viewer into that time frame or into that world for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's not it's not just grabbing a microphone and trying to like regurgitate history. Now you can look up Wikipedia for that. It's really
putting people
niggas was experienced this. Like, how did this touch my life? How did the year 2001 affect my life? What was going on with me?
How did that music me being 14?
I was
a
freshman in high school. You know what I mean? That's still transformative years.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of stuff, it's not just that, but it just gives a lay of the land. And then there's different age levels because people at different points of their life can, you know, appreciate things differently.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I say all that to say, I think that's going to be a lot of fun, man. And I want to work with Spike and, you know what I'm saying, Mo, if you, whatever you want to get in or whatever the case is, man, it's just kind of bring that to life. Cause I think that will be, it'll be taxing, but it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would say you said this before, Mo, and I thought about it once you said it, and my pipe dream, like if it had the finances and it was funded and everything, the one that I would do, I'm not sure if y'all remember this series, y'all may be too young, well, not rich, but, BET used to do that American Gangster.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and yeah.
Those episodes, I would do an extension of that.
Okay.
Like some of those street tales. Like the street tales, the Guy Fishers and all of those, Alpos and that bag right there, but getting deeper into those stories, I would love to do that. And to be able to hit the ground and do the research, talk to the people that knew them and shit like that. That would be that's my pipe dream. Like, that's on my podcast vision board.
Real quick, before
company gets rolling,
before we get into Sopranos talk, did y'all ever watch Hip Hop Homicides?
I did.
50 Cent Show with Van Lathan.
I watched the one with Mo 3, which was crazy.
Yeah.
What was another one? I think that might have been the only one.
Soldier Slim. Did you happen to see Soldier
I watched
Slim?
The one with Soldier Slim and his sister was on there. Yeah, I watched that one. That was good. I like a lot of people don't like Van. I like Van.
Yeah, I like Van. I'm a Van fan. I get why people don't like him.
Yes, 100%.
But I fuck with him.
But I fuck with him. Yeah, I fuck.
Maybe
with
not the homicide part. As far as something like that is what I would love to do. Maybe not the homicide. Cause that's heavy. That's heavy to just go around and talk to.
I just want
to
do mamas.
Yeah, I want to do something, a story, or something. Yeah.
Facts. Like all of those people that they brought up on American Gangster, plus the other people since then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fire for me.
Well, shouts out to Bricks V, man. Thank you for
that
doing
that. That being said, they are doing, I sent y'all this in the group chat, they are doing people that are here for the Sopranos and not us riffing like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing that Sopranos podcast about the crew that it was based on.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, they're doing a podcast about the actual crew that the Sopranos was based on, talking to the Gumars, talking to some of the associates and things of that nature. So I am looking forward to that. I think that would be fine.
I'm in on that. There's a YouTube YouTube doc that somebody did like that, where it's like based on this, but I didn't send that to y'all because I know y'all not, well, I know you, Spike, definitely not big into YouTube watching, so, but you know, every here and there if you want to throw it on the TV. But shouts out to
y'all. Watch that though. I watch specific YouTube.
Well, that, I sent y'all something specifically about the Tony psychedelic experience. About
I ain't watching it. Yeah, I ain't watching it.
Well, I know you're not. But here's the point that we're not there yet. But you remember when Tony says, "I get it, I get it.
I get it.
Nobody knows exactly what he gets. And so the dude does a backdrop of how we get to that point and what Tony means. Because nobody, like,
get to that,
that's what I'm saying. So the dude start laying it out. It was so good. Anyway, but shouts out to Bricks Feed for a re-listen, rewatch. Another listener of ours, shouts out to Rich, Jordan, she says, this is such good timing. I just finished listening to White Caps episode, and I was going to put my solicited opinion in the comments for engagement. Please stand by. LOL. We have not...
She says you solicited
So we still haven't received anything at this point, but maybe it was so raw. She was like, nah, forget it. But nah, shouts out to Jordan. Thank you for reaching out, and hopefully we'll hear some back from the woman perspective in regards to our recap and even that episode. We got a YouTube comment from our consistent listener. Thank you, as always, GS Money Baby. Double XL, we call him the rapper here. he says, hey fellas, excellent review and great discussion of one of the best episodes of The Sopranos, White Caps. Can't believe we're already at season 5. But on the topic of White Cap, the whole Irina phone call situation was 1,000% Tony's fault. Ain't no way in hell your side chick should ever know your family home number in the first place.
He See, says, here's the thing
okay.
about being old. Your number's in the phone book, bro.
That part. That's exactly what I was going to say. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's in the phone book, which is crazy. You talk about government tapping your phone. Forget the tap, bro. That's, the phone book is
your
the tap.
Address.
That's the tap.
If you had the white pages, like what kids on this, bro. If you had the white pages, you had access to somebody's phone number and address.
You would literally
name.
Have to
you had, look their name up to, and knew where they lived and they know.
There's a special process to go unlisted.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way to avoid it. You had to go unlisted, and there's a process to do all that. Insane when you think about it now. Like, not just insane. Phone numbers, like Spike said, phone yeah. addresses. I can pull up
and
on anybody.
I can pull up on you, your address. That was public information. All you had to have was the white pages, nigga.
That's crazy.
Which is different from the yellow pages. The yellow pages was businesses. White pages were for residents.
But the sentiment is not lost. You absolutely right.
Yeah, absolutely right. He says,
it still should have been the fear of God in her heart to even call my home number.
Like, I mean, really,
you got it, but you better not call it.
Well, Irina, we got to remember, Irina comes from a troubled background, so she's not really scared like that. Like, she's dealt with, troubled past, so it's not, she ain't fearing nothing, you know what I mean?
Even more so, like, he shouldn't have pulled up and beat that man ass with that belt like that. Either.
That's the real issue.
Yeah, that's why she called your house, bro. Yeah,
it's a trickle.
She would still be fucking with him had you not pulled up and beat that man with a belt. Called your crib. He can't even fuck her no more.
Yeah, he can't even perform no more because he's so embarrassed.
Perform as a man, bro. That's crazy.
He got his ass on you, bro.
That's crazy.
Your marriage. And your family and the life that you built ended because of that moment. And there you get his beef with Melfi. Like, you ain't even helping me with these impulses because I should have known better to do that. Mm-hmm. But I still pulled up and beat this man with a belt.
Yeah.
Shit, wow.
He continues to say, number in the first place, give Irina your trap number. Hell, give her the number to the Bada Bing. Shake my head. Between the fingernail, the money, and the bird feeder, Tony was moving sloppy this season. But in hindsight, maybe the Irina phone call situation worked out in Tony's favor because he had Carmella. Because had Carmella never received the call, Tony goes there with the Carmine hit, and we could be looking at an earlier version of Blue Comet. But great review. Appreciate the shout out and congrats on completing season 4. Salute.
What was the correlation between the Carmine hit and the call?
That's what I was trying. I'm trying to get the timeline together. I don't think they necessarily align. Because I think he had already. Well, hold on. No, because he was actually in Whitecaps. Remember, he was laying down sleep when he called Chris in the middle of the night and told him don't do it.
So you think?
I think what he's saying is that what he's trying to get to is
that's interesting. I ain't saying it's wrong. It's just interesting.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. There's no way to say that it would go together, but there's no way to say they can't.
It won't.
Like,
right.
One
right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, one is a direct correlation of the other.
That's an interesting.
Tony could have made that choice whether he stayed at home or not, but we never know. I get what he's saying. It's interesting.
Yeah, I get it. It's an interesting take. I don't know if I agree with it, but
yeah. The timeline got effed up. But yeah, that's it as far as that goes. Of course, we get new subscribers, so shouts out to all our new subscribers. But yeah, so here we are. We are here to do kind of a mid-series recap. We could have probably done it at season 3. But at some reason, I don't know about y'all, but it feels right to do it here. What do y'all think?
Yeah, because there's a reset now. Okay. Like, we're looking at a total, there's a new game being played
Okay.
Like, the deck of cards that we're dealing with now ain't the same. Like, we ain't playing 21 no more. Like, this dude is not living with Carmella. That's a consistent in the episode for the viewers. Like, he has a wife and children and a family. So now, the reset here is, okay, what does a single Tony Soprano look like? And how long does that last?
Yeah, I agree. I think that I've said before, Sopranos is a different show, you know, in earlier seasons. But this is the perfect time to stop because big family dynamic changes as far as him and Carmella. Not to mention a slew of new characters that we're about to get into. And how do I say this without spoiling too much? There's going to be some out with the old and with the new in certain scenarios. So, yeah, I think it's a perfect time to kind of gear up. This is the start of the whole – this is the start of the end, kind of. You could say season 6, like the beginning of season 6 is the start of the end. But this is the prelude to it. This is this is the start of that run. This is the – you don't – you know what? This is that moment when you don't know it's the start of the end, but you look back and be like, oh, that was it.
That was
okay.
it. Yep.
That's that a fire way to put it. So do you – do y'all attach – we – y'all know we like to kind of attach things. So we said earlier, we said we attach kind of season 1 and 2 as its own thing. We attach 3 and 4 as its own thing. Y'all, do y'all attach 5 and 6 A and B together too? Or do y'all think five is alone? 5
is by itself.
Okay. Yeah,
I've been wrestling with that. I wanted it to, but y'all may be right. Well, let me ask this.
5 is a good season too.
Yeah, let me ask this. Talking about season 5, we're not going into anything. Why does season 5 and then 6? Why is it? What makes it to y'all separate? Like, they don't connect, even though you said it's the beginning of the end. But what, like, because I look at season 3 and 4, I utilize Ralph Cifaretto as a through line. I don't know why. Y'all might have a different character that y'all use or a different reason why y'all attach 3 and 4 together, but I look at when Ralph was introduced in season 3 and even how it ends in 4, I kind of use him as the through line attaches, and then I kind of use Melfi as like a 1 and 2 connective tissue of like the early stages of Tony and everything, and probably even the family aspect. But why do y'all put season 5 before I get into the earlier seasons? Why do y'all see 5 as separate versus we can attach the era to 6?
Well, I think because, like I said earlier, it's a setup. It takes you back to season 1 a little bit.
Okay.
Like, there's some things about season 1, early Soprano seasons, that I miss. I miss Junior being outside.
Yeah.
I miss Uncle Junior being outside. I miss stuff like that, right? So for the first time since season 1, we got a family war. Like, going on in season 5. We got a, you know, power struggle and everything else going on. Like I mentioned earlier, we got these new characters. And we also have others, a lot of people, a lot of the side characters, or background characters, for lack of better terms, their stories are starting to come to fruition. They're starting to make a little bit more sense. They're starting to wrap up in some cases. And it just feels like they needed this season as a buff. You can't go straight into 6.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Tony, and Spike always does a good job of mentioning this, Tony's evolution. We still, like, I think Spike mentioned it a few episodes ago. It's crazy to think that we ain't at Escalade Tony yet. If you've seen this show, you know exactly what Escalade Tony is compared to Suburban. Yeah, that's a whole different Tony.
Shirts coming soon. Escalade Tony.
Season 5 leads to Escalade Tony. Like, you need that. You need this season to kind of show the world bigger than just Jersey. Like, a lot of impact that happens from everything else and the world just moving on. Yeah, man. I just think that these new characters, you need to properly introduce these new characters.
That might be a front back shirt, Mo. Escalade Tony on the front. Well, excuse me, Suburban Tony on the front, Escalade Tony on
Escalade
the
Tony.
That might be
for real. Suburban Tony, Escalade Tony. Yeah.
And I guess to go even further, like a lot of things, season five is the last time a lot of things are the same too. Season six starts with a main character on some other shit.
Yeah.
And we've already been discussing it and talking about it, but the way the first episode of season six, I believe that's the first episode, I can't remember. When a big character does something, yeah, that's just the start. It's hard to talk about without actually spoiling
Yeah,
anything, so I'll just leave it at
it's
that.
really hard yet to get
it
in.
really. But and shout out to you, brothers. We haven't had many spoilers. I think that we could pat ourselves on the back when we say that, because I know there's been funny moments.
There's been moments.
I think we spoiled Blue Comet somewhere. I think it too. Like not fully, but it was just a funny moment. Blue? Like, oh, Jesus, spoiler alert. Like,
yeah, what we've been most Blue Comet and Vito. I think people can put the pieces together.
Okay,
with,
Vito.
Vito and Blue Comet.
Yeah,
those are
if
the
you
two
look
things.
back, you'll be like, oh, this is what they were tracking.
I will say this in our defense.
Shout out to Vito.
I will say this in our defense, man. It's a joke.
Shout out to
It's a
Doom.
joke. There's got to be a statute of limitations on shit, man. This shit came out in
That's a
1999.
fact,
Like,
man.
come on, it's 25 years. Like,
I was
if
talking
you get
about,
spoilers at this point, it just is
yeah,
what it
like that's
is.
on you. I was talking about Game of Thrones today, and like I was trying to avoid something that happened in season one episode. And I was like, bro, like y'all ain't seen this shit yet. That's on y'all.
Yeah, could you
I'll try
imagine?
not to explore here, but I just come on.
Could you imagine talking about something in Sopranos and somebody look at you and say, spoiler alert, nigga, this shit came out. This
Yeah, right.
episode dropped in
25
03.
years ago,
Right.
literally, nigga.
Right. But
Yeah,
some
this
people,
episode.
and I know that, and I, bro, I, and me and Spike, and we're gonna get more into like just building this thing of ours right here, this show. But like that was a conversation me and Spike had. It's like, do we have though? Do we go spoiler free or not? And then we had a conversation as well upon building this. Do we want to actually review it in order? Because Spike, there was a possibility. Spike was like, no, we can rank this thing and we're gonna go from 86 to one. What's the best episode? So that was a
Ooh,
possibility
I
too. That's
remember
a
that.
whole
Yeah.
alternate universe of what Good Earners could
And
have
that's a
been.
different show.
And so
That's a
it is
different
a
show.
different show.
You can use
Absolutely
spoilers.
different
You can
show.
use spoilers in that show.
Yes, you
This type of
can.
show, the way we're doing it
Yeah.
right now, you can't. It
You
is
cannot.
because you'll lose out on
Because
people
it's a
who really want to
companion.
listen.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's a companion.
Like
This
I
show is a
personally,
companion. The other show is a reference point.
once we from whenever that is, a year after we finish, I'm gonna go back and watch The Sopranos again, and I can't wait to listen to YouTube to start off. The first season and a half, and then me joining in. I think that's gonna be very interesting to kind
That
of
may
have
be
it and
the
see if
route
I
to
still
go.
think.
That might be
Yeah.
the route to go, because
But
I'm not.
86 to 1, and that's what's crazy. 86 to 1 could still happen.
It's, it can still
I
happen.
still stand by that concept. I think that's a
It's still
fire
it could still
concept.
happen.
We, I mean, we
That's
got
up there
to.
with that's up there with best episode ever. Kind of in the same, that's a
Yeah.
cousin.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, you do a week by week breakdown from 86 to 76, right? Or something
Gonna
along
go
those lines,
76.
but.
Yeah, absolutely.
But upon this origin of building this show, I don't know if we've shared the origin on here, and I'm not gonna go. I guess I'll save the origin maybe at the end. Maybe you think that would serve better?
Not that it's good for now.
Good right now? Okay, so I'll try to be brief because I don't want to be long-winded. I may even save the material that we talked about earlier. I may put that elsewhere. But
Super producer.
so
Metro, young Metro over here.
if young Metro don't trust you. But yeah, Spike Lee, Spike Lee was already he was recording On Deck TV, which is a hip hop review podcast, the ESPN
Spike Lee
hip
was
hop.
already that nigga. That's what
He
he
was
was going to say. He was
already
already
that
that nigga.
he was already a made guy in this
Much
space.
appreciated.
He was a made guy in this space, and I was trying to make my bones. And so Spike Lee was doing his thing, and I had heard him on his own podcast where he was reviewing Snowfall, and I reached out. He had made one reference about Tony Soprano, and a light bulb went off in my head immediately. Oh, there's another black person that has watched Sopranos. And so immediately, I just was bold enough to say, hey, you know what? Let me reach out. Will he be willing to
Shout
do
out
us?
to you for that again. I want to make sure that I
I just
credit
talked to
you.
my wife about this. She didn't even know none of this. She, like,
But I
even
just
with
want to
Rich,
make
too,
sure
she
that
was like,
every
this is
time I
crazy.
like you bring that up, I want to make sure I credit you, because that's a superpower, bro.
Right on, bro.
I don't have it in me sometimes.
I don't have it.
I do not got it. It's a superpower. So shout
know
out
your,
to you.
Know your strengths.
Yeah, you got to.
That's why I say, bro, that helped you in life. Know your strengths. You know what I mean? So, but I was telling my wife about it. She was just amazed at all these little details of like everything. You know, she's like, I didn't even know all of this. I'm like, yeah. But I reached out
to
Spike.
Movie's going to be great, fellas.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Like she was really into and intrigued by the little details. But anyway, I reached out to Spike. He's been established. He was coming up on a decade of podcasting. So very established. I was definitely fanned out with him. I was a big fan of Spike Lou. So, but I just was like, I reached out to them prior for something else, and you know, it didn't quite. It died on the vine. And so
wait, what?
Remember I told you I reached out about the role thing.
But
I said y'all had
you reached out, but that was the difference.
Absolutely.
You reached out to both of us.
Yeah, that's right. You still echoed a different sentiment because you were like more on the lines was like, hey, maybe we need to set up a phone call or a meeting because you, I knew where you were. You were in a place of expanding your brand. You're like, okay, look, this is what we got to do. So anyway, fast forward, me and Spike exchanged numbers. We start off kind of building chemistry. We didn't know each other, complete strangers. What's your favorite character, man? What's your favorite episodes? And like, who you think you're most like? I remember being at work at the job at the time when I was in Indy. I remember that just building that and everything. And we start talking about like, okay, what's the structure? And then we start coming up with a collective of names, which I've on the first earlier season, I talked about some of the names that were in the pot. And I've said that the only other name that to me would have been just as good, it would have been the Remember When. That to me would have been like, that was right there. Remember When, the lowest form of conversation about the Sopranos. Y'all don't steal it. but we ended up coming with a good earnest because we was thinking from a branding standpoint and it sounded good. And then from that point.
And I want to commend you too. In addition to, like you said, every time you bring that up, I want to be able to make sure that I give you your props for that being your superpower. But also, it never came off as thirsty. There's a lot of times when those situations happen where you like, right, I'm not fucking with this nigga. This nigga's like, it's too much. Yeah, it's too extra. Yeah, it's like, I've had that happen before. It's like, nope, I'm not doing it because this is going to turn into something that I don't want it to be. But yeah, it was all, shout out to the people listening because I'm sure they can peep it. Mm-hmm. Also from my chemistry on Another Week in the Books, it was all like, this works. This is natural. Mm-hmm. It's not being forced. It's like, okay, there's a common interest that these two guys have. When you and I were talking and we were able to build on it. So shout out to you for that.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. I wanna echo on that just because Mo does have that. It's not just a one off. Mo reached out to me in a similar fashion to let me know about
Sopranos.
It's an
art to that, bro. Yeah. It's an art
it wasn't to work together. I know he did it with Spike to work together. He did it to me just to let me know about this show, Good Earners. Mm-hmm. Because you know, the podcast I'm a part of is television and film based. Mm-hmm. It's like I've heard you mention it on here, and just the way he approached the conversation, because I'm quick to just be on some who are you like, and not even on no I'm above you type stuff, but I just don't have the time or the energy to even invest in what you're talking about. Like, I ain't got time for bullshit. Right. But the way you approached it, let me know it wasn't bullshit. You listened to the pod. You told me specifically, like, I'm not even asking for no shout out. I just want you to check it out. Anybody that can hit you on the humble, like, look, man, I've been cooking this up based off what I know about you by listening to your product. Mm-hmm. I know this is something you might like. Check it out. That's the best way you can approach something. Mm-hmm. And I checked it out, and here I am now, a host on it,
bro.
And I'm telling you why it's a superpower, Mo. You talking with niggas with a similar personality like me and Rich that do not entertain bullshit. Mm-hmm. There's a very slim chance that a nigga like any other nigga other than you. That's why we give you, we say you being one of a kind. Not real talk, bro.
No, I hear you, bro.
Like,
I
there's a lot of time like where a nigga be like, I'm not, man, bro, get the fuck out of my DMs. Get away from me. I don't want to talk. Like, what? Like, no. I really want you to process this and understand, like, that is a superpower, bro. Like, you, because you were able, like, me and Rich, again, have similar personalities, and it would have been really easy to be like, man, bro, get the fuck out of here. Like, I'm not.
Dismiss that whole thing.
Check out my podcast, nigga. No, Mo, like, you, the way that you handled it, the way that you were able to put this super group together, as I would call it, Yes. I would step out on a limb and call it that for this. That, like, much kudos to you, bro. 100%. Much kudos to you. That is a superpower.
I always admire something I don't have.
Facts.
Nah, same. I
always admire something I don't have. Like, I can do a lot, but I can't do that.
Bro, I'd hear y'all because I'm like cannot, that too. I'm like, bro, I wish I had that. Like, I would, man, if I had that, I'm, you know.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, man. And so me and Spike, and we'll talk more about doing the season one and everything. So when we were doing season one, I was excited about it. I've been waiting for a long time. I've been wanting to stick my beak in the words of Johnny Sack. I just need to pause all across that.
But, I was just gonna say,
that was that pause all across it. But it's a Sprinter reference. What are you gonna do? And so I've been wanting to get in this space, but I was like, man, I wanted to be a black version because there's so many things. I was like, nobody's talking about things. Nobody's talking about how attractive some of the women are. Nobody's talking about some of the gear. Nobody's talking about kind of like, it's just the way that I would notice people would talk about the Sopranos. It wasn't nowhere
nobody
near.
Nobody doing the nigga shit.
Yeah.
Nobody is doing the nigga shit.
You trying to put
it nicely, but nobody
is
doing
it nicely.
Just like we gonna do with Game of Thrones with niggas on the throne, and like we gonna do with The Wire. Ain't nobody doing it.
Listen, listen.
There been a good.
We have listeners
Game
that are not
podcast. Hey, man, y'all can't say it.
Okay, he's talking to the blacks. Let me talk to the people that are not black. He's talking to the blacks. Okay, nigga shit. Okay, gotcha. But the people that are not black that actually enjoy our show that are not black. There is a
shout out to y'all.
There is a way that has a certain cool aspect to it that wasn't there. It was a lot more on the nerdy side, the super technological detailed breakdown that it's like, sometimes you just need a little bit of that swagger. You need a little bit of that smooth. And that was not out there. And I wanted to service that lane along with the nigga, you know, the nigga vibe or whatever you want to call it.
Nigga shit. You got to say it right. Nigga shit. That's nigga another shirt. That's another shirt.
I don't know what podcast.
I need you to
for.
Design that for
nah,
me.
Nah, that ain't that over here, buddy.
I just need that in broad, bold letters on his shirt.
Our ancestors.
Nigga shit.
Attorney.
Nigga.
Ancestors. Attorney.
NIGGA shit. Exclamation point.
This guy. I love it, though. But you know, so we go through season one, and after we got done with season one, I pretty much talked to Spike off air, and I was like, man, how do you feel about being a Mike? And I asked him to be a Mike because I felt that I was over talking. I was too excited.
Now that was a switch. No, I was a Mike, and I asked you.
No, you wasn't a Mike. I came in a Mike.
Okay.
You know what? It may have not been the whole season one. It wasn't the whole season
one. It started out with me reading scene for scene.
No, bro.
It ain't how it started?
That's not how it started. I'll never forget this.
At what point was I leading it?
I think it was season one.
There was one point in time.
You was leading it. Yeah, you did lead, but I reached out. I said, hey, bro, how you feel about being a Mike? And you was like, I mean, I'm good with it. I was like, okay, cool, because I knew I was too excited and I was over talking. I was explaining the scene. Then I would react to the scene. Then finally, I would ask you, what do you think? And then I realized,
my fault. You know this is the episode, right?
This is the episode.
No, this is the episode. Like the recap and the everything where we at. No, this is the origin of Good Earners is the episode.
Oh, this is the episode now.
Yes, this is the episode now. Like the origin and our perspective of what it's like doing this.
Yeah, you're right.
Keep going because we already
great
in.
Real time
keep going.
Production. Great real time production. Rich. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Real time, real call.
Because I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm remembering that differently. I thought that we started out with me taking notes scene for scene and then me reading it and you reacting to it. Mm-mm. And that was taking too long.
No, it was me taking. I know. I promise you. I know, because remember what I did was I sent you a link to where the script was, like where the whole words was. And I also start sending you screenshots scene for scene. I had a different idea. Cause remember I was talking so much.
Okay.
Like, and then I was like, and he was like, bro, you gave me a tip. You said, hey, you don't need to say everything that's happening in the scene. You just need to pick out what stands out to you, which was a gem, because that changed my whole. So then I said, hey, do you mind being A-Mike? So you was like, all right, cool. You took over as A-Mike, and I was reacting, and it fit better at that time. But what ended up happening was you started getting really busy on all of the podcasts you're involved in. And you said, hey, I think we started season.
I do remember asking you that. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
So then we get to so we get to season two, and Spike is like, hey, I'm getting busy. So at that point, I figured out what my problem was. I was like, okay, throw the ball in their court, then wait for it to come back, and then react. So that was immediately once I – and then only take notes on things that stood out to you. So I
– And every, to give more emphasis – was to give more information on the getting busy part, it was that I had to watch the episode and take notes.
Yes.
So I wanted to defer that to you. Mm-hmm. You watch the episode and take notes, and let me be the person that's reacting. That was my thought process in there, and I think that was for the best.
Yes,
because when you take notes on the episode versus reacting to it, there's a different conversation that happens. 100%. Yes, I agree. Yeah,
there's a moment I remember, and we're gonna get to the origin of Rich being a part of the show. I remember there was a. This just speaks volumes. I go back to season one. I remember just trying to catch, because I listened to so many podcasts, so I was trying to catch so many things. Like I would stop and say, hey, you remember payphones? Like there's a scene, I think Down Neck, where AJ was on a payphone or something, and I was asking, hey, you remember payphones? Like just stopping for every little thing, because I wanted to do such a due diligence with the show that I wanted to catch every detail. And that was... It was killing us.
We were recording for a long time.
Yeah, it was an hour.
Like, it would go 3 hours, Rich.
Meanwhile, 3 hours crazy.
No, I'm saying. And I would be like, I enjoy this and I fuck with Mo, but I can't.
You told me, though. You just said this is long. You're a little long winded. And I remember when you said that, I was like, dang. All right. And that's when you said it
in a disrespectful way.
Though. No, but I knew we at that point we already built the chemistry from another week ago. So when you said long winded, I said, and then I knew then I said, you know what? I feel more comfortable throwing the ball in your court because you know how to navigate it and without it being long winded. Anyway, so we get through season one, and I'll talk more about some of my favorite episodes we've reviewed, like the reactions and stuff. We go to season two, and when we get to season two, you know, things are going normal as possible. We get to episode one, episode two, and then we get to episode three. And then episode four comes, and Spike is not able to do it, and I didn't want to miss our schedule. By this point, as Rich has said, I had reached out to Rich. I'm already a fan of I found them through We Got Y'all. And I love that podcast. And then, of course, Culture Garden. So
it was a random, like, just search.
For what?
You say you found them through I Got
Y'all. Well, I didn't find
like how did you come across that podcast?
I was looking for Insecure podcast, and that's what they were reviewing, which is the origin
for Insecure.
Yeah, and when I heard them, like I've spoke on their their fan episode, they were one of the best ones as far as having both sides of the coin perspective. Facts. Of man and woman. And so
appreciate I
reached
that.
But so Rich was such a, the moment I reached out to him, say, hey man, I ain't asked for nothing, but like, I know you into it. We give him the black perspective, man. Check it out. Rich was hitting me back with his superpower of, oh, hey, did you catch this? Michael B. Jordan was in this, like these little, like on the flashback.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. No, I never forget.
I would always hit you back with feedback, but I forgot that I would give you little information that I knew about The Sopranos because I was such a fan.
Yeah. You were so different with it. So by the time I reached out, I said, well, I was like, Spike, do you mind if I, I don't know if I, somehow I asked, like, how you feel. Yeah. I may reach out to Rich or whatever. And so he was like, yeah, that's cool. You know what? Did we do Commendatory together?
Is that
where it started? Okay.
I believe.
Okay. So we did Commendatory together.
What episode?
That was four.
That's season two, episode four.
And I wasn't available.
Yeah, you weren't available for that, but I'm trying to. Okay.
No. Do Not Resuscitate was my first episode.
Okay, so we didn't. Okay.
Season two, episode two.
Okay.
Season two, episode two. Huh?
You got that as your notes?
No, I just went back to the podcast. I went back to the actual page. Because back before I was a guest, you would put featuring. So that I can just look back and see like which ones say featuring Rich.
Yeah.
So season two, Do Not Resuscitate, or episode two. And then season two, episode four, Commendatory. And then
episode nine, is it say feature Rich there too?
No, because I'm trying to think. Because I remember doing D Girl. I was on by D Girl and Full Leather
Was you?
Jacket. I'm trying. Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Okay.
Because I
So
remember talking about like Full Leather Jacket, D Girl. Because the D Girl episode is the one where Chris was fooling, doing the coke in front of Jon Favreau.
yeah.
Like,
Oh,
yeah,
because we was like,
I
yeah,
remember being on
it's
that.
like ah, yeah, that whole yeah.
I think I
Oh,
was
part of
on
he's a
after
part of the crew by
Commendatory.
then.
I think it was just like, you know what, well, you might as well just keep you as a third.
Okay, so yeah, so there
How
we
did that
go.
work? Yeah.
So here's what happened. So Spike wasn't able to do. I remember I was at my wife was a friend of a lady in the neighborhood. And so we went over, they was having like some little pool party for the kids. I remember being there in real time. And Spike and me and Spike, we were still building on a relationship. So I was like, hey, he didn't like it, but later on he revealed, all right, you was right. It was like, Spike. Cause it was like a couple times where it's like, I ain't gonna be able to do it. Maybe we can move it to this day. And I was like, bro, it seemed like you got a sliding schedule. And Spike was like, what you mean by that? I said, bro,
Bro
every
was
time it's
like, you
time.
ain't taking my shit serious.
Yeah, bro.
Do
Like,
another week in the books and all that
yeah,
bullshit.
it's like, he's like, oh, I gotta.
You
I
ain't
say,
taking
he was
my
like,
shit
nah, bro, they don't
serious,
slide the schedule. Then finally, he was like, all right, bro. But then I say, okay, so I felt like I had Rich on. So when I had Rich on, when it was me and Rich, y'all can go back to listen to all this.
though. I could jump in real quick. I remember the message. Because the one thing for the timeline purposes, when Mo hit me up about Good Earners, he hit me up before season one. Like, it might have been the pilot episode or episode two. Y'all hadn't dropped more than two episodes when he reached out and told me about y'all's
Really? I
show.
didn't know
Yeah, it
that.
was
Yeah, I didn't know
early.
that.
So
Very early.
I was a day one listener. Cause that's when I hit up Mo after listening to y'all first episode. That's when I hit up Mo and I'm like, hey man, this Spike dude, that's exactly,
Yeah,
I
see,
know what he
I
think
didn't
of
know
me.
any of that. I ain't know
Yeah,
none of that.
I didn't know
I
who you were.
still got receipts.
Matter of fact, Spike, I know you didn't know because when I went to this is a, this, we weren't even following. We hadn't even spoken, Spike. Me and you had never even had a conversation. When I went to Jersey, y'all was still doing season one. When I went
You
to
sent,
Jersey to
yeah,
see the
you sent
Sopranos
the
house, I tagged you on Instagram. I didn't even follow you, but I knew what your social was because of the page. And I remember you not. You, I don't even think you looked at it because we don't follow each other. But that's how that's I
That
remember
sound
those
like some
early
Spike Lee
days.
shit.
Yeah, I remember them early days. And then I remember the message that you sent me. I say all that because it leads up to the message. Mo hit me up and said, hey, since, and you said it earlier too, Mo, it wasn't that I was just listening. I would hit up Mo after every single episode, not just with like stuff I knew about
Yeah,
it,
see,
but
he ain't
also
tell
just
me none
giving
of this.
feedback. Yeah, just giving Mo feedback. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Detail
I
too.
love how you're doing this. Like, we was going, I mean, detailed feedback because I loved it. I loved it because nobody had done it. It was so original. I love the Sopranos.
Okay, so now
I
it
love the
makes more
chemistry
sense
y'all
why he
had.
was like he wanted you to have as a guest host.
Yeah,
Because I don't
so
think
because
I
I was
understood
kind
that
of,
okay, yeah, there we go.
Yeah. I don't
I
think
was
I
almost like a
understood that.
background producer and not even giving ideas on what to do with the show, but just giving extra ways to look at certain things and certain characters. And me and Mo would always have those conversations. So when he hit me up, it was just on some, hey, you listen, and Mo knew I listened because of our combos. You listen and you're familiar with our format and what we do. Would you mind sitting there for Spike this week? And I said, hell yeah, like it ain't no thing. And then we did episode two. Then it got
Superpower, Mark.
y'all were back at
It take a
episode
lot to
three.
ask a nigga that. That's a superpower.
Straight up.
That's it. For
Y'all.
real, Mark. Like you laugh it off and you think that we're fucking with you because again, like we tell you're one of a kind, but like know that like it takes something in a nigga to be like, hey, I'm having this issue. I'm gonna ask you. I don't give a fuck what you say. I don't give a fuck about any of that, but I'm going to ask you to make sure I get a clear result from this. That's fire, bro. I want to make
And when
sure
you
that
think
you
about it,
understand.
like,
I'm giving you your flowers. That is fire.
thank you,
that's a
bro.
fact. And
Thank
when
you.
you think of it from the standpoint of, you could have easily just said, you know what, we'll skip a week. Like, we'll push it back a week.
Facts.
You didn't have to be on some, like, let me find somebody else. But you, and I think our relationship at that point, like I said, the fact that you knew I wasn't going to bullshit with it, I think that I would like to think that's what made you comfortable on somebody. Like, you know, you listen, you know the format, like, just jump in. So I was like, sure, no thing. I jumped in. Then y'all did episode three. And then episode four, I think the same thing happened. And I think that's
Yep, that's
when
exactly. I got
you
it in my
had that
notes somewhere. Yep.
conversation on some, like, hey, man, do you still want to do this? Like,
Yep.
what's going
Yeah,
on?
boy. I
I
got
think
that in
that's when
my
that
notes too.
conversation happened. And I don't know what, see, I don't know what happened between, because I
See, I
remember
don't
you
remember
told
that.
me,
I don't remember the
well,
I remember it clear as day
I
how'd it
hold
end
on
up?
real quick before you tell it, Mo, because all I remember is when Spike, or excuse me, when Mo asked me to be on full time. The first thing I said was, as long as both of y'all are cool with it. Because mind you, once again, I know this sounds crazy, but outside of the two episodes, no, I never recorded with Spike. Those two episodes we did was just me and you, Mo. Yep. So I still hadn't spoken to Spike. So it was kind of like, man, I'm such a fan of Spike. I don't even want to step on his toes. And I knew it was kind of like the legend of Spike. Because you know he's involved with all these podcasts and stuff, but I'd never spoken to him. It's almost like that nigga that's hard to get a hold of. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't just talk, nigga, you don't just walk up and talk to this nigga. This, that, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, it was, you know, but you don't know. Like,
So I hadn't even, you know, I'm sitting here like on some fan shit.
Yeah, you was
like,
cool.
I can't wait to rock with Spike. I can't wait to do an episode with Spike.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I just want to make sure you, like, you know, he was receptive and everything. And he was like, nah, man, he good. And then I told y'all about the story about the graphic, but we'll get into that. But yeah, you can go back to what y'all conversation was between, like, hey man, you still in?
I appreciate you brothers for saying like the fan shit and saying that I did the other stuff in like I really just appreciate you brothers for looking at it from that way.
Oh, absolutely.
I do want y'all to
know. It's just funny when I think about it now because normally
I don't even look at myself that way. There's no way that I don't look at myself like just a normal person where people are like,
oh, I get it.
Who is this nigga to do pie? Like, who?
That's why you should go back and listen to yourself. Because you don't know how you cook,
That's
though.
That's a good point.
That, you don't really know how you cook. You know how you cook in real time because you remember. But you're going by what you remember, not by the actual receipts. You go back and listen like, oh, nigga, I was cooking right there. When I went back at him like that and I came up with that joke on the, you got to go back. You don't know how you're cooking for real. No,
I appreciate it because like y'all do it, like Dro hit me up every now and then and be like, nah, bro, like you was in your bag right here.
Yeah. Yep.
Straight up, man.
100%.
And I get it because I'm the same way. I feel that same way. But it's just also funny because I don't know how many people out there can relate to. I don't know how many people podcast or do anything of that space. But to be on someone else's, be a guest on someone else's platform and somebody's missing. Normally, there's some kind of small interaction or small little passing by of Spike and Rich meet or have a brief conversation. Yeah. It never happened until I was a full time member, and it's just always funny when I think about it. Like that was our first time pressing play. Was my first time really speaking to Spike.
That's
true.
So here's gonna be really,
and it goes to show people think that we bullshitting about how similar our thought processes are and things like that. Like that goes to show, like there was no back communication about that. Yeah. It was all like, we found all of the shit out in real time.
Real time. And so me and Rich did Do Not Resuscitate. It went really well. Spike was back. They came back for Toodaloo. This is season two as well. Then, you know, Spike wasn't able to do Commendatory.
I don't know what was going on. I was missing so many. I apologize.
Because you wasn't taking it serious. Like,
It wasn't that.
I felt.
I just had a lot of.
So here's
stuff
how going. I felt gypped.
I'll tell you what. I know it was me establishing myself as to what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, of course. I didn't mean no harm in it.
Seven different podcasts right now. So it was that. It was getting the footing and the scheduling together for that in the sense of, okay, this is a thing that I do and want to be serious about.
Mm-hmm.
How do I add that into the other stuff? It was never like,
no, dismissive. I know it wasn't that.
I want you to understand that.
I know. But however, we talked about this a grip ago before these other people came into the picture. And the whole reach out was about this before Another Week of the Books. So by the time we get here, it's like, oh, I can't do it. Oh, I can't. I was like, whoa, ew.
More like, you're doing Another Week in the Books every week.
Like, bro,
how we ain't going to do good?
Because in my eyys, I'm like, Another Week of the Books is your baby. Good Earners is mine.
This is
you know
baby.
What I'm saying?
This
so I'm like, baby. I'm looking at it like, hey, yo. So by the time Rich get on Commendatory, my mindset is like, yo, I really like recording. I really like recording with this dude. This dude, like, in the chemistry, it was crazy how well it flowed. I'm like, he's catching all of these details, and then it's bringing out some of the details that I'm thinking about when we're reviewing it, and it was so good.
I remember the big moment when you was like, oh, the 420 on the watch.
Oh, man, yep, yep. Yeah,
420 on the watch.
You hit that 420 on the watch on Janice's watch. I was like, oh, my. So at that point, I'm like, in my mind, I said, you know what? I wouldn't mind recording with this dude. I said, if Spike ain't really in this, I'm gonna do this with Rich if he's down to do it. That's where I was. I said, because I was like, because I'm like, he ain't really feeling it like that. Like, he's cool with it, but this is kind of like an afterthought of everything else. So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, Rich, you know, is
why?
In it.
Seven podcasts.
Why you know why this is dope? This is the last one. You know why this is dope in real time?
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it so much. Based, I want y'all to, yeah. This
it, it makes sense because I know from Another Week in the Books your history with having a podcast that ended and you feeling left abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that played into like, yeah, there's just a couple. Pool. It was because Spike didn't really do anything egregious to make him think that, to make Mo think that I'm not with it. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that was in the back of your head, like, here's absolutely something I want to do again. Here's something I'm passionate about. I really
this nigga think he's famous.
He doing all this Sopranos. Other
shit. This nigga doing all this other shit. Think he famous? He ain't even really focusing on what I want to do.
Yeah, and it's a Sopranos. It's something that you. It's yeah, you really wanted the materials there for you.
It's a passion.
So I ain't even got to do too much. Yeah, it's a passion project. So I'm sure now that I know about the former podcast with the bros, that led into like, you know what? I'm going to keep this going. And I ain't going to let it stop me. Like, that's funny.
That's a fact. When no, I think you hit about it right now. That's exactly. So I started seeing early signs where like, cause bros did similar things. I'm like, okay. And then eventually I got the text, like, I don't want to do it. So I'm trying to get ahead of it. I'm like, oh.
Hey, bro, that's funny as hell, bro.
Because I'm like, bro, that, like,
I'm not. We talked about I could kind of be offended by that, but I'm not because I know you and we're friends. Right. And well, I in
the
stage,
you got to think of the stage where we were,
I get
too.
It, though. Yeah, like, yeah I totally get it.
Like, let me see. I haven't got no date.
And I realized that my first episode full time was A Happy Wanderer. So I missed episode 5.
Oh, Big Girls season Don't Cry. 2.
Yeah, I missed Big Girls Don't Cry. So I don't know. I don't know how the conversation. That's what I want to know.
You didn't miss that. You didn't miss that.
I was on Big Girls Don't Cry.
You sure do. You got. Oh. I got your rankings here.
Well, I want to know how the conversation came. What was the conversation between the two of you?
We gonna add Rich.
Yeah, like how did that go? Like how did that even come about? Because you didn't really reconcile. Like, I guess you didn't. Matter of fact, let me back up some. Because Mo, you didn't really fully explain the ending of your conversation with Spike. Because obviously, Spike had to be on some. Nah, I'm still with it. Like, how did the rest of that conversation go? When you were like, you know, you realized you want to record with me. What happened from there?
So Spike pretty much was like, "Nah, bro, ain't no sliding schedules. It's just some stuff have been coming up. Like, you know." So I was just like, all right, bro. Like it was still early.
I hit him with the stop trying to play me, bro. Like I can't do this.
Yeah, like
you know so how then, I am. Yeah. Y'all know how I am.
Exactly. So I was like, but it did put his feet to the fire where it's like, yo, because for me again,
I've noticed this. Here's how it looked for me.
Okay.
It's like it sounded like, oh, stop trying to play me, bro. I know you're not trying to do this. I can do it with this nigga Rich. He's just as cool as you is as far as doing this. And I want to hold your feet to the fire in the sense of if you don't want to do it, say it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when
that last part was definitely.
That's not how I felt, though. That's not how I felt. Mm-hmm. And I knew that.
I got a question, man. I got a question.
Mo was a new personality as far as.
Absolutely.
The type of people that I dealt with.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't never really dealt with a nigga like Mo before. He's one of a kind, as we always say. I ain't never really dealt like that. But I knew in my process of growth, in my process of, you know, what I wanted to do with this podcast space, that I wanted to deal with people like him. Not had to, not it was forced, anything like that. But I knew that's a thing that I need to address head on. So as he was telling me this, I did feel a type of way about it.
Yeah.
However, I didn't feel a type of way as to what I ain't got to fuck with this nigga no more. I didn't want to cut you off. I wanted to make sure that we were able to make amends on what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was more open to listening to, okay, well, what do you got planned? What are you thinking? What's your vision? And that's when I kind of took the back seat as to what I'm not used to doing as far as tell me what you're thinking and then let me make my adjustments from that versus assuming what you're thinking and making my adjustments there.
So I got two things that came from that. Two things. One's a question, so I'll say that for a second. I'd imagine Spike Lou looked at it from the perspective of, well, worst case scenario, if I do have shit going on, at least this nigga got another nigga with him, so he ain't got to hit me up bullshit or complaining about the shit. So at the very least, I can go part time with it if I need to. Like, you know what I mean? Not necessarily saying the mindset we part time, but I wouldn't feel the weight of having to be there. If I really genuinely had something coming up, I know that you have somebody else there that can, you know, carry this thing.
I think that sounds like that sounds about.
Because I know it, because that's what I would do.
You know me.
I would do it. So I get it. Sure, shit. Like, if I was already, and the second thing I'm going to ask you, Spike, and I think I know the answer. If another week in the books didn't exist, I think Spike would have been like, all right, nigga, try it out. It's cool. Like,
Probably so.
Another week in the books kept it together.
Because actually, another week in the books is where the conversation happened.
No, it did.
Take another week in the books out of it.
Not even in the sense of people listening to it thinking I was trying to use Mo for his technical skills putting another week in the books out, but just in the sense of I was able to understand him more.
That's exactly what I was getting to.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I mean by that.
I knew you were alluding to that. That,
yep.
Like, I was able to, like,
because if this was just a DM, if this was just the same, my fault. If this was just the same dude that sent a DM, you would have looked at it different. But given the chance, since you guys knew each other or started to learn each other for another week in the books, it's easier to be like, you know what? I ain't even gonna give up on my dog yet.
Facts.
Because if it wasn't for that, I guarantee you would have been like, man.
Yeah, for sure.
It was that another week in the book. It was that another week in the book space as to where we had gotten comfortable with each other in that sense, and been able to not beef, that's the wrong word, but have disagreements. And I respected you disagreeing with me in the sense of, okay, I don't think like you, and that's not a bad thing. That was amazing. So I wanted to make sure that I kept that around. But you're absolutely right, Rich.
Yeah, you hit it on the nose.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I figured, man. I was like, man,
this
was just our relationship is solely based off a DM that you sent me. If it was based off that, like, I'd have been gone.
Grand opening, grand closing.
Facts.
Yeah, man. But I told y'all, fast forward.
Which is why I think another week in the books is a great idea. Like I told Warren, we need to learn each other. Like,
incredible.
We got to understand each other.
Which is shouts out to you for making that. And it ridiculous what it's become just off of some, like, I got a feed over here, bro. We can use this feed. Like, that's crazy. Like,
I just want to just put my two cents in until we get to present day. But I can't speak enough for everybody out there listening. Just how seamless of a transition and how welcoming the transition was. Because that's something I think about, man. I'm real mindful of other people's space, man. Like, it took me a few episodes to stop feeling like a guest.
Yeah.
And really feel like I was a part of this thing.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't trying to step on nobody's foot. And you keep in mind, everybody, I was already a fan of the show. I was a fan, a genuine fan. The same way I talk about Another Week in the Books, where that's a completely different scenario. Like, it would take me a long time to, if Mo and Spike ever hit me up and say, hey, we looking for a third mic, I wouldn't immediately say yes. That's how much of a fan I am of that show. I'm such a fan that I want to stay a fan.
I hear you. I know that feeling.
That's how much of a fan I am of that show. But this one was different because it was in that lane of television as I love. And like I said, just joining in, never having a conversation with Spike. Like I said, this is somebody, keep in mind, y'all, I'm not the fan nigga. Like, I'm not necessarily too, and I'm not trying to be too cool, but there's not too many people I can say, like, I'm a genuine, legit fan. And if I do, it's going to be just like that. Like, I'm a fan of your work. I'm going to let you know. But I'm not a fan out type of person. So meeting Spike, I was just a big fan of everything he had done and, like, just getting to know what he was doing. It was one of those, and I'm speaking on this because this is outside of my general personality. I don't get those moments. I rarely get to the point where, like, how is this person gonna? I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm gonna be me. It's gonna work out. It's gonna work out. But this one was like, man, damn, this is like this is Spike. I've been listening to him. I'm a fan of him. Man, I don't want him to think like, who the fuck is this nigga Modem brought in? Like I said, I want to reiterate. I had never had a conversation with him like that. So there was no pre-production that day, but nothing really to make me say like, do we even mesh? Are we too similar? To where this ain't even gonna work. Like, it was one of those things.
I would commend both
of you guys for that. Like, I never I never thought all these niggas is weird. Like it's some fan type shit. There was never a point in time as to where I looked at you guys were like, oh, this nigga just he like what I do. And there was never a point in time.
He like what I do. It's crazy.
He like what I do. Now,
hey, my dog. That is insane.
He like but what I do.
I do want you guys to understand that there was never a point in time that I was looking at it that way.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. Nah, I picked up on that as we got us going.
For sure.
And I guess the only reason I keep reiterating this is because, and I'm sure I can speak for all three of us, maybe me and Spike more than Mo, but this is so left field from anything we would normally do. So that's why when I go back and think about it, like the fact that this is working and it worked instantly almost is amazing, because this is, we already talked about Mo even reaching out, man, that the odds of that, even if he didn't even have that approach, even if he just kept it cool on some, hey man, check out my podcast.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I would have taken the time, but there was something about his energy and his message. Yeah. And
because I was already a fan of y'all.
It was so genuine.
I led
it was so genuine.
I led with
the superpower that Mo has. It ain't like, oh, I'm some nigga trying to take advantage of some situation. You read it and it seems genuine.
It's 100% genuine.
He has, like, everybody can't do that, Mo. I want you to understand that, bro. That is a gift of yours. Everybody can't do that as to where you do that and you reach out and it's genuine. Mm-hmm. People are like, oh, okay, like I fuck with.
That's weird. Yeah.
No.
And before I let you go, Mo, the most important part, and it was good. I'm listening, like, oh, this is good.
Mm. It
straight up
takes you.
I appreciate it. And the thing is, what even made me comfortable for one is like I there was a lot of missed opportunities in school back in the day where I wouldn't approach certain girls just because I was scared of rejection. And once I got through college, I realized like, who cares? If they don't like it, oh well. Like, you know, it doesn't define me. And when I got past that point, I've reached out to people since y'all, like on some other stuff, just to say like, yo, check this out. Or hey, being a fan of them first and leading with that. So with y'all, I felt like I already had leverage. I'm a fan. I actually, y'all want to ask me what's your favorite episode? I could pull receipts.
I can tell you.
Yeah. So for me, that was the leverage to drive. That was the leverage to drive to say, I feel confident to at least reach out. I'm not confident necessarily they're going to respond, but I'm confident enough to reach out. So for both of y'all, I was already fans of y'all work. So I felt comfortable in it. So when we finally got to the point, I liked recording with Rich so much. I was like, dang, you know, and then I feel like Spike just doubled down on it. Like on some like, no, nigga, I'm here. Like, I feel like there was some switch. No, like, seriously, that was a
up. You ain't finna box me up.
That was a switch that clicked. That's me. Bro, it was a switch that clicked where Spike wouldn't, he ain't missing out another. Like, after that, it was like he was in. And I was like,
it was probably after the text conversation that we had.
Yeah, and then I remember I started
like,
a group text.
I was probably like, Mo got me fucked up. Like,
yeah, you definitely, somewhere in there, you definitely was in that. And I was like, how would you feel about him being a part of the show? Because I could not let go how good Rich was. And I just felt so weird internally. I was like, I don't think I could just let dude go on some, like, he stepped in whenever Spike ain't here. I was like, I feel like he got to be a part of it. It was so good. Like, those, you just came, like, bro, you came out of nowhere dropping 30 and 10 assists. It was ridiculous. I was like, bro, I knew in my mind. I was like, bro, we got to have him on. I didn't know what the chemistry would be like, but I was like, man, we got to have him. And Spike was like, yeah, that's cool. And I think at that point, the mindset of even if I can't be there because of the other podcast, at least there's somebody else.
I trusted you in the sense of when you brought that to me, it wasn't like, who is this nigga? It wasn't, well, why would we add him? I trusted you as the producer of the show and this being your brainchild, being like, okay, you want to add this guy? Cool. I'm going to make it work. I'm going to make it happen in the sense of this is what we're doing for Good Earners. Cool. So
Rich,
I appreciate that.
And what was, so when you got that official, like, hey, do you want to be a part of the show? You at that point, you already got two shows working. What was your mindset of like, because you've at that point you've been a part of, because I think I asked around, let's see, what was it after, I think, I feel like almost it was you became official after Commendatory, because I kept using the Furio reference, I believe. He's our Furio. You know what I mean? We, you know, went overseas and found us a Furio over here. You know what I'm saying? So, so what was that feeling for you? Is like, they asked like for me to be official. Of course, now we got a group text, the origin of the Good Earner group chat. But what was your mindset in that moment, say, to be a part of the show? Because like you said, you were a fan, and then, but you've done a few episodes and then obviously enjoyed talking about one of the greatest shows ever. What was that mindset of saying, you know what, I can do this, or
Oh man. First of all, going back to what you said, the idea of recording with me, the compliments that you gave me, man, I really appreciate it. And I really credit that to just the work that you guys did, because the fact that I was so familiar with it and I was such a fan, I knew exactly what was going on. It's like when they talk about in the NFL, like quarterbacks not liking to change teams, but if they do, they try to go with a coach with us. They already know the system. They don't want to learn a whole new offense. I felt like I knew the offense. Mm. Like I didn't need much to get into it and get into the flow. I know exactly how you and Spike operate. I know exactly how the flow of the conversation goes. So it was easy for me to, take my notes and go from there. And it's funny because I don't even take notes anymore. It's just more of a conversation. I wouldn't be able to do that if I didn't have a television, like while I'm recording. Like if I was going to be somewhere where I knew I couldn't have it up and just go scene by scene on mute, then I would have to take notes. But the fact that I don't, it's just I do a lot of prep beforehand. Mm. But there was I was excited to do it. It wasn't a situation where I was like, I don't want to add anything to my plate. Like I was down. Like I already knew, man, because I love The Sopranos. This is a great opportunity. And like I said, I was a fan of both of you just to join those conversations. The bigger thing was not stepping on anybody's toes and not trying to like overdo it, mm-hmm. You know, so still trying to find out where I fit. Mm-hmm. You know, my biggest concern when I started, I told both of you, was the logo. I was just like, man, I shouldn't be in the center. Like, why am I in the center, man? Y'all mm-hmm. laid the foundation for this. Y'all mm-hmm. built this. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't something I should be doing. And y'all was just like, man, whatever, nigga. This shit just
quickly. Like, man.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. And I just, you know, it ain't ever been said after that. But yeah, it was really important for me because I'm one of them type of dudes. I'm just like, man, I always want to pay homage to what even started this. Like, this is something that you two built. And even, it's not like I came in season 4. So I do feel a lot more equity today than I did then.
Right, exactly.
You know, I feel the equity now, but back then it was just like, man, it took the rest of season 2 and maybe mm-hmm. middle of season 3.
The start
to feel like, all right, cool. Like, this is the Good Earnest crew and this is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, it's been something that because here's the kicker. It opened up the vision of what we can do beyond this. Like, oh, these are two dudes that I can do. We can start something. We can start a company. Mm-hmm. We can start something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the content would be per se, but I know I could do it with both of them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing that I've gained from joining. You mm-hmm. know, it's like, oh, okay, this is somebody. That's these are two point. Dudes. That's as long as I'm podcasting, I'm going to be working with these two.
Yeah.
Like, straight up. Like, and I'm not saying working with them on some, like, dib and dabble. I'm talking about, nah, this is like some in-house production type shit. This is the home team.
It's a team.
Obviously, Culture Guard, we got School and Ray, but that's the team.
It's a team. Like, this is somebody all the team now. Yeah.
So when I'm thinking of ideas, I can immediately go to the team, like, all right, this would be best suited for them. This, let's bounce this idea together. Let's figure out how we're going to make this work, because y'all are dedicated the same. Mm-hmm. And that's the hardest thing. It's hard to find people that are just like, I got to put my foot on the gas and really get this done.
That's facts. Spike Lou. There was a point in time, it may have been somewhere around season 3. I remember you saying this, and it stuck with me since. I don't remember what the episode was, but somehow we must have killed it. And you had came out and said, hey, adding Rich to the show, he was like, that was one of the best decisions. I think I appreciate what we did then, but it's a different show now, and that was one of the best moves. Thanks. Do you remember where you were mentally at that point to say, hey, you know what? Now we're really in a different bag now. Do you remember where you were at that point?
I don't remember. As far as the show was. Yeah. I don't I can't specifically remember where I was at that point, but I do remember the feeling that I had as to me and you talking about it, versus mm-hmm. me, you, and Rich talking about it. Mm-hmm. It was completely different.
Yeah, it was.
And the what he added to the conversation mm-hmm. and how it was different from a two-man conversation and, okay, let's run through these scenes mm-hmm. and let's try to get this done mm-hmm. versus what do you think about it? Mm-hmm. There was a lot different when Rich added to the podcast. And again, that was one of the best moves that you've made as far as a producer. And okay, I think this will work, and we need to do the Sopranos podcast this way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was the perfect element added to what we were doing. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
okay, that was just a statement.
Means I wanted a lot, man.
And we're about to get out of here, but that was a statement I wanted to highlight because that stuck with me since, and absolutely right, Spike Lee.
I really, and I meant that.
No, and I know you didn't. And when you said it, I can't. It's like revisionist history.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna have to at some point go back to the early joints just to see where we were. Like I'm like, okay, I got to see what it was like before. Because it's almost like how the Sopranos progressively gets better, the podcast has progressively got better. Yeah, so it's amazing the synergy of the two.
It's a different show.
It is a different show.
Yeah,
like it's amazing because now and then what it has done as we try to bring the current day, bringing Rich on and then y'all having similar personalities, actually has made I feel like it has been an addition to make us all shine more. Right.
Yes.
Because Rich came on and his energy, I felt, made you get even more like real gritty. Like some of the moments about.
You're right.
Because being just as detail oriented, because that's how he's wired, has made us like start looking even closer to certain things. And then y'all two being similar in personality, me being kind of opposite, it now has let me shine to kind of be this quirky, different black dude in comparison. So now I speak for another percentage of people, or maybe people that are not black. So it has grown legs of perspective that wasn't there with the two-man crew. Now we're a glorified crew.
It adds so much depth to the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love it.
The fact that when we brought Rich in, and what we do on top of what you and I were doing prior to him coming, like it just adds so much depth to the conversation. And that's what you need mm-hmm. in the Sopranos podcast. It can't be surface level.
No.
It can't be, we're going to review the scenes. It can't be, this stuck out to me. Like it being a three-man pod versus a two-man pod is totally different.
Yes, it is.
Shout out to Rich for that.
Nah, man. Appreciate y'all, man. And it's funny you talk about you being opposite from me and Spike, because I enjoy those conversations so much. Because one thing about you, Mo, you stand on what you say.
Yeah. Unapologetic.
You not. There's a lot of people who would, especially when it's let's say it's Spike and me versus we have the same opinion versus somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I think both of our personalities are strong enough to where that Absolutely. Third person is going to be like, you know what? Like, all right, I see what you're saying about going.
That's a fact.
And there's conversations where we've had where you just still ain't going. Like, I'm not like, all right, here's a perfect one. Here's a perfect one. And this is always,
I know where you're going.
I don't think you do.
I think I do.
I don't. I want to hear this.
Okay. You want to guess? Yes. Carmella and the bird feeder. I do.
No. Well, that was one example I would bring up, but no, okay. the initial, for those, those who don't know, spoiler alert, I think we talked about it. I don't like listening to myself. So I don't necessarily listen out of this, all of this podcast that I'm a part of. This is the one that I would listen to the most because of you two as well.
Okay.
And that's nothing against, obviously Ray P in school. Mm-hmm. Cause I listen to, I don't know. Culture Guard is different. Cause that was my first one.
And
it feels different. I'm A-miking. I think that's what it is. Yep. I definitely don't want to get that twisted because they're both incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's more so I still look at it from a fan perspective, knowing I didn't start with this. Like, all right, I'm still in and I can listen to certain things. And Sopranos as a whole is just something that I, every now and then I'll listen to. But one of my favorite moments listening was the Carmella Furio situation when my Wi-Fi went out. Because I didn't listen to the reason I listened to that episode is because I never heard what you guys were talking about while my Wi-Fi was out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when going back and listening, I'm hearing you and Spike go back and forth about, and for those who don't know, there was a scenario when Carmella was trying to hook her friend up, her homegirl up with Furio. And then Mo had asked a question like, why did she do that? My Wi-Fi dropped out. So Spike and Mo are having this conversation back and forth, and Mo ain't going. So my Wi-Fi finally comes back in, and Spike is like, Mo, ask Rich. Ask Rich the same question you just asked me. And then Mo asked me, like, you know, why did Carmella put her homegirl on? And like, I said the exact same thing Spike said. No coordination,
anything, nothing.
The fact that we didn't, I had no idea what he said, but I said exactly the same thing. It was just one of those, like, I don't know if y'all know what it feels like when you look at somebody like, we've had same life experiences.
Yep.
Like, I know
exactly what that is.
I know it felt like at that point, it reached the point where every scenario that goes on, I know exactly how Spike's going to react to it, because chances are it's exactly how I'm going to react to it. Yeah,
we had to.
So the fact that he knew, I said the same thing. Like, I was just like, that's exactly what it is. Because I've lived that. I've seen that. That's nasty work. I've seen it happen. Like, I knew exactly what Carmella was doing because of life experiences, and I knew that he shared that. So the fact that hearing you two go back and forth on that and then coming in to say my piece, it was just great. I don't even know where that story started or what I was
to. You on it. Well, then while we're on that, before we get out of here, can y'all remember some of your favorite, and I know this is it could be really challenging, but that's a moment that you recall, if you can really think, and it might be one moment, but each of you, can you remember like a moment or two that was some of your favorite, like within the episode, the most laughter, the most something, just a moment that you can remember so far where we're at the end of season 4 going to season 5, like recording the podcast? And I can start off if y'all would like me to.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. So just a few moments, if I were to go back. I'll go back to season 2. I don't know which episode this was, but it was when they were having Tony was at this thing and Janice was there with Richie.
The golf tournament. Yeah.
And they were
Tony had a panic attack.
Tony had a panic attack. But bro, the way we kept talking about how Tony grabbed Richie's neck, bro, that was the funniest thing. It still sticks with me to this day. We said, bro, nigga, don't ever grab my neck like that. We was crying laughing when we that was like one of y'all moments, like at the end of the episode, bro. That was so funny, and that sticks with me to this day. Like, I still be thinking about that. I may go back just to hear how much we were laughing about it, because that was so freaking funny, bro.
So good.
I'll tell you one of my subtle moments. This is real subtle, but it's hilarious. The scene when they were at the dinner table and AJ and his friends was there, and Hugh, Carmella's dad, is trying to tell them about this motorcycle and stuff. And the way his wife came up, oh, the hoods used to ride those, oh, right? They beat you up that one time. Like, just
you were 100 pounds.
Just our reaction to that in real time. To quote Spike, we said something about Jordan earlier. Jordan had sent me a message of Spike last week in this episode talking about Carmella. Spike had just had a moment. He was like, because, bitch. Bro, like, he meant that shit with his chest.
That is the funniest. Anything that comes after that with Spike Lou is about to be
you
hilarious.
Sent me that clip. That was funny as hell.
That's the moment that I would have had. If I was Hugh, I would have had that with my wife. But bitch, what the fuck is you on? Talking about this?
Yeah, bro.
Nobody had to know that. Why do you still know that? Like, stop talking about the time I got beat up and they
remember that. Yeah, man.
Like, and why do you feel that's just casual information you just want to spread around? Yeah, remember that one time they beat you up? You had to run to the park. Like, bitch, shut up.
Bro, like, that's crazy. That'll live. And that's a moment people will never talk about. People don't meme. They don't do nothing. But that will stick with us because, I don't know, maybe it's just a cultural thing, but man, bro, that is one of the
that's your things. Wife.
That's your wife.
That's your wife mentioning that, bro.
That's what makes it funny. Yeah,
that's like pillow talk type stuff for real.
Yeah.
The weight was probably the most fun episode for me to record. That was, man.
The weight is, you know what?
Hey, the weight's silly as hell, man.
Facts.
I'm trying to think about, let me see, some good episodes to record that I really enjoyed. I think I recall Armor Fall, the Tony and Gloria episode. I think that was one that I really enjoyed. I mean, I enjoyed most of them. Pine Barrens, it was a good, I think the way we reviewed it was such a different style than I feel like I've heard. But to be honest, bro, one of the best episodes I feel recorded, and it's crazy to say this, the pilot. When me and Spike did the pilot, that was probably, in my opinion, the deepest episode we ever did
that set the tone.
Yeah, because when we were getting into it, we were covering so much and we stayed focused on in at the end concept. So when we get to our later seasons, I'm going to revisit that concept. But that in at the end, we finished it and Spike was like, you think we need to record it again? I was like, nigga, no. Like, that was it. Like,
and the world of oversaturation, where you can find a million versions of everything. That episode was so strong. That was the one where I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna stick with this. This wasn't no throwaway. Like, I'm gonna stick with this. The way y'all brothers went in and talked about that show when your history with Sopranos, I'm like, oh, these are my type of dudes. These are my type of brothers. So yeah, I would agree with that. The pilot was fire.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And I did really enjoy too. It's probably, I don't know how much I remember the review, but the episodes, season two, Funhouse.
Oh, I'm tripping, y'all.
What?
I'm tripping. I'm tripping about one of my favorite moments, one of my favorite episodes.
Oh, what?
Episode two, season three, whatever episode Noah came in.
Oh, man, bro.
The whole Noah era was just some of my favorite work.
Facts.
Bro, what about the commendatory, facts, though? When you came on and we was talking about effing niggas, like, bro, we...
Oh, yeah. People still up for that, people still hit me up about that, and they get weak. Fucking niggas.
Yeah. Just for no reason, bro. Or when y'all was talking about the episode where y'all both was cracking up about when Patsy hit the black dude... at the construction site.
At the construction site.
Because y'all said he called him something that...
The name that he called him, it worked perfect.
Yeah, y'all was like crying about it. But Funhouse, season two, episode 13, where Big P get killed. I really... It's crazy because none of us are really big fans of dream sequences. And yet, when we get to the back half of it, that was just such an enjoyable review and episode, because the emotional toll of having to kill your homeboy like that, like, it was... wonderful. So I really enjoyed that. Spike, is there any moments of laughter that you recall? It's like, bro, that was so funny, nigga. I mean, of course we know the trunk story. That's a classic. Like, that trunk story, like that that will forever live in Good Earners universe.
That might be the funniest podcast moment ever.
That might be. That's a legend.
That was it for me. Yeah, that was it. That was it for me. You said from the Trump.
I will say, before we get out of here, this season we talked about our favorite episode, and we all agreed that it was whoever did this. We didn't get to elaborate really because we're on the time constraint. So, just why is whoever did this the best episode of this season?
I think one of our listeners said it. I can't remember who, but I want to make sure I give them credit, even it though might I'm not be GS technically money, giving them credit. This was Tony's dark turn. This was the one where Tony, and unless you've seen the rest of the series, you'll know exactly what we mean, man. This is just the start of a different Tony. The family, we've learned the family. Tony starts making his own rules, man, and doing his own thing, and kind of being a little bit more shelled off. More by himself. There's not much. The people behind him don't really know as much. It's just a different version, man. And it's obviously losing a big character like Ralph, who we knew the feeling of losing Richie too early. You know, he only got one season.
Right.
And losing that villain, like that somebody you couldn't stand. You hated Ralphie, but you also needed him as good entertainment. And just that whole concept, like it's me versus I've broken the rules now. Mm-hmm. Like I can't go back and say I killed Ralphie. Like that's not gonna look good. So it's just it started a whole new turn for Tony Soprano, the individual. Mm-hmm. And that's why it was my favorite.
What about you, Spike?
What part?
Why is whoever did this the episode this season that he killed Ralph, why is that the best? Because, I mean, there's the strong silent type, which is the therapy one could have been chose, or even White Caps that we just reviewed. So why is that one for you the best one? And then I'm going to hit y'all with hot questions real quick and we out.
I got one for hot me, question too.
For me, that's the best one because there was no filter. I think that Tony was able to tap into what we see him battling with Melfi on a weekly basis. I'm this person, I'm that person. Nah, I'm the nigga that's gonna kill you if you fuck with me on the wrong tip. And I think that was a great representation of Tony in this season and where he was. So yeah.
I like it. For me, whoever did this, it's the best one for this season because the complexity of it. The first time I watched this around, they got me. When Ralph's son was in the hospital, they got me. They had got me to the fullest. My heart was like, damn. They made me forget that he killed Tracy. Like, they got me. They fully made me forget they killed Tracy. Like, I'm like, dang, I'm feeling bad for Ralph now. I forgot everything he did. He's going to the priest. He's crying at the Bing and all that. And they made me forget that. I'm like, I'm looking at Tony like, Tony, why would you do that? But then they bring Paulie in and says, did you forget the hundred issues with this guy? Like, you know, the crocodile tears, F him and his crocodile tears, and it brings you back to the reality. Like Ralph is a piece of you know. So it that duality and how they do it is so good because it is the dark tone for tone, but at the same time, it's still questionable. Is it, you know, because of what happened previously in university? So definitely that. But strong silent type, we love that, and that again, that's one of our funniest moments about Cosette getting killed when we talked about it. Me and Spike was roasting him about it, about his underwear, his drawers. You know, we was really cooking him. Lastly, real quick, just some hot takes or hot questions or whatever, however you want to put it. Who is Tony's best Gumar? We got Irina, Valentina, Gloria.
Best as in like coldest?
Yeah. Who you think is like the however you want to gauge it, like all things included.
Probably.
And we could throw in Svetlana if you want to. I mean, it's a one time thing, but whatever.
Gloria still got it for me. Like she just had her own, you know, mental issues.
Wow, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah,
Spike.
I can't say Irina because Irina just wrecked his life.
Right. What about Valentina?
Even though Tony did it. Valentina, I like the way Valentina. I just know that's a short term thing.
Okay,
it's fun, but I know that's short term. I'm not gonna last with that. This ain't gonna last long. I feel like I feel like Gloria. If she didn't, Gloria was okay in the head. Matter of fact, it would have been incredible to see season 5 and see Gloria spend, or excuse me, Tony spend more time with Gloria because that's exactly where he would have went.
That's exactly it. All right, love that. All right, Spike. So run them down again. Irina, Gloria, Valentina, Svetlana.
I'm going with Svetlana.
She's a strong silent type.
Yeah, she is strong.
Straight up.
Silent type. And she was the one that was able to keep it real with Tony. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he got that from any other of the Umas that he had.
You're right about that.
She looked good in season 4.
She did, though. She did look like an actress, like Tony said.
A lot of AI.
They stupid. In the 2000s, got AI. I'm getting us out of here. I know
I got
it's crazy.
One question before we get out.
I probably got another one, but I know how much I love Gloria, but ironically, I'm going to go Valentina. Valentina was very upfront. Valentina definitely come off like she gonna get you together. and she gonna keep it. Mm. She gonna keep it cool. I ain't coming pulling up on your wife. I don't need to know nothing else about you. Look, I just want you to pull up from time to time. That's what she echoed to Tony. Who is the best character outside of Tony thus far to y'all? Or better yet, what's your favorite character at this point where we're at going into season 5?
Mm.
Damn it, man. Some
really push.
I don't even know if I can answer that.
We got a lot of characters. We got Artie Bucco. We got Christopher Moltisanti, Paulie, Johnny Sack, say. Silvio, Carmella, Meadow.
Janice would be my.
I like it. What say you, Rich?
I love Artie. I ain't gonna pick him, but I love Artie.
Mm. I always love Artie. Yeah.
That's a great question.
Yes.
What's yours, Mo? While I think of my mind.
He's gone, but I'm gonna say Ralphie.
Mm.
Ralphie just has such a lingering impact in my brain.
That's what I was gonna terrible. Say, man. Like he's terrible. I wanna say Richie.
Mm.
I'm a big Richie fan, man. Like
I can't wait till we get back to Richie, a conversation.
Mm. Yeah, I like Richie, man. That was a great moment in Sopranos history.
Yes, it was.
Richie Aprile.
Yes, it was. The era.
The Richie Aprile era was top tier.
Mm. My last one before you give your question and we get out of here, Spike. I know you're a busy man, so we want to make sure we're mindful of that. What was the best kill so far in the series? Got some great kills. We got the fun house when they killed Big P on the boat. We got Janice killing Richie. Such a shocker there. We got Tony choking out Febby season 1. We got some what's his name? Mikey Palmisi throwing dude off of a bridge and also killing another dude over a joke. We got what's his name? GG killing what's Patsy's brother name? Philly. For saying close your mouth, you rat mouth mother. We got Jimmy being killed by Chris and Silvio in the hotel for being a snitch and putting a rat in his mouth. We got who else? We got
Jackie Jr.
Mm. being killed on going grocery shopping. You know what I'm saying? who else we got?
I think the first one.
Which one is that one? This man treated like a multiple choice. Just, he colored in C. Like that's crazy. I can't even remember in order that I said, but of course, Matthew Bavilacqua. You know what I'm saying? Him being killed by Tony. He's like, this is the last that you like that sugarless mother. It's the last drink you won't ever drink. He kills
that's
him.
It.
You like that one?
Yeah.
All right. That works for me. Or even his homeboy getting killed trying to shoot Christopher. Christopher catch him, shoot him, and the car keeps moving. That was
I think we're really overthinking this. There's only one real answer, I guess, so far.
What is that?
Mm.
Big P.
Mm.
Big P.
Big P is really good.
Yeah, I think Big P is the answer.
I'm going college. I'm going Febby.
That's not a bad choice at all.
The way he chokes him out, I mean, as pivotal as it is, but he chokes him out like, bro, we mean it when we talk about this thing of ours. Like, I'm choking you. Like, I don't even know you personally, but I'm choking you out, nigga. Because we do not talk in the mob. Like, so I got to go Febby. Yeah. That was such a gruesome kill, and it shows you who Tony really is, but yet we still fell in love with him after that. Rich, what question did you have before we get out of here?
All right, just real quick. This is season 5 question. No spoilers. I got 2 episodes. I just want to know which one you guys are more anxious to discuss.
Okay, let me pull it up here.
A Regular Around the Margins, where a certain car crash happens while a certain somebody's out of town, or Long-Term Parking. Which one are you more? And let me get my answer. Long-Term Parking is the better episode. I'm more excited to talk about Irregular Around the Margins.
Me too. Me too. Yep, me too. Oh, yes. Irregular Around the Margin is one of the biggest what ifs, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to go with Long-term parking.
Long-term parking?
That's good, though.
I got to do it.
Ain't no wrong answer.
Yeah, it's a top five episode. It's a top five episode.
It is.
A regular round of margins is not a top five episode of Sopranos. Long-term parking is. That's why I said Long-term parking is a better episode, but the conversation around what happens and then a regular round of margins, I can't wait to have that with you guys.
Yes.
But listen up, bro. We got Rat Pack coming up, the class of 2004. Bro, we got Regular Around the Mars. We got Sentimental Education, the Carmella Wegler joint. We got Camelot. And we know that's deemed as like one of the worst episodes, but there's a lot of gems within that. We got Marco Polo. Come on. Like, that's a very interesting episode for me, especially being a married man. Man, we got Cold Cuts.
Mm.
You know that with Tony would go crazy on Janice? We got Long-Term Parking.
We got some heat in season 5.
We got some heat coming season 5.
Yes.
Brothers, it has truly been a pleasure. We had a different concept coming into this episode, all of our listeners, but it seems to be that this is the Good Earners origin episode. So hopefully that y'all appreciate the things that we've spoke about today, and we're gonna continue to keep creating. I hope that we're continue to bring the joy for y'all on these Mondays, these Mafia Mondays, or as I like to call them, these Melfi Mondays. So anything y'all brothers want to leave behind before we go on our 2-week hiatus before season 5?
That's good.
Nah, man, let's get it. Season 5 on the way, man. Let's get it.
All right, well, thank y'all for tuning in. We appreciate y'all, and remember, don't forget about it.